morning, everybody.
Way to go, Teach.
Oh. No more topics.
Welcome to the April 26th meeting of the Five Cities Fire Authority. We call the meeting to order, and we will begin with the flag salute. Please stand. Ready? Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Madam Clerk, if you will call the roll, please.
Chair Varney.
Here.
Vice Chair George.
Here.
Board Member Rushing.
Here.
So we'll have the agenda review, and at this time, in the order of business to be conducted and receive requests or make announcements regarding any changes in the order of the day. Do I have any input on the agenda as distributed?
I'd move that we accept the agenda as published.
Okay, I'll second that. And all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Abstentions?
Aye.
Now we have time for community comment and suggestions for items that are not on the agenda. It's an invitation to members of the community to present issues, thoughts, and suggestions on matters, as I said, not on the agenda, and limited to areas within the jurisdiction of this body. Do we have any public comment? Would anybody like to step forward? Seeing none, I'll close public comment, and we will move to the consent agenda. These are routine items listed that are scheduled for consideration as a group. Does anybody on the authority want to pull any consent items for discussion?
No, sir.
Okay. And hearing none, I'll look for a motion to approve.
I'll move to approve.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. I believe we need a roll call vote on this.
Okay. Board Member Rushing?
Yes.
Vice Chair George?
Yes.
Chair Varney?
Yes. We have no continued business. Under new business, we have the annual resolution for declaring weeds and vegetation on certain properties to be seasonal and recurring public nuisances. And we're looking to adopt a resolution. Chief Lieberman?
Good morning, Board. Steve Lieberman, Fire Chief. I'm going to ask Tricia Myers to tag team this with me and have you fill in any gaps that I might miss. But this is our annual process. This is the point where we've inspected and noticed properties that are in violation and need to abate their properties. That is the list that's attached for your review. What happens is people will start contacting us now that they've been notified, and we'll go out and visit them on a case-by-case business basis. But the expectation is by May 10th, these properties will be abated. At that time, we'll do a re-inspection and hopefully have a much smaller list. There's over 200 properties currently, including the cities of Arroyo Grande, Grover Beach, Pismo Beach, and the Oceano CSD are currently on this list as well. By May 10th, we will have those inspections and hope to bring you a much shorter list of properties that require our third-party contractor to abate and place those costs on their property tax rolls. Again, the annual process, it's driven by health and safety code sections, and I think I'll take a pause there and see if there's any questions.
I have one question. This is relevant to my community. Being unincorporated, and the county has a number of water retention basins in our community. Do you tag those as well if for abatement if they are not freshly mowed at this point?
I believe so, but Tricia, do you see any county properties noticed?
There's a couple, and if you have any specifics, we can ask our battalion chief
okay.
He did the inspections. We can reach out to him and ask him to go take a look at those.
Okay, that's good. It's good
approximate timing. Locations.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Okay, because we have an OCSD board meeting this evening, so I can bring that up.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
I do have one correction.
Any other questions?
Just I guess a point of clarification: are all the notices out at this point for this year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so everything that's there potentially is there. I did notice that some are already actively cutting down the weeds, so it's very nice. I saw Saratoga and Fort looks nice and clean now.
Yes.
So thank you. That's all.
I do have one correction. For the Oceano Community Services District, the APN, there's a correction that we needed to make, and it was for APN number listed here, 061-271-003. And just for the record, it should have been 062-271-003. So we want to make that correction.
All right. Another correction. Do we have any take public comment on this, if there is any, on the weed abatement? Okay. All right. Good. Then look for a motion to approve this.
I'll move a resolution to the Board of Directors of the Five Cities Fire Authority declaring weeds and vegetation on certain properties to be seasonal and recurring and providing for weed abatement consistent with health and safety code section 1.875E2SEQ.
I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion? Hearing none, call for the.
Okay. Vice Chair George?
Yes.
Board Member Rushing?
Yes.
Chair Varney?
Yes. Okay. Next up is a new vehicle for Battalion Chief.
Thank you. I'll try to be brief. Within this year's fiscal budget is a replacement command vehicle, and we've run into huge issues, as you can imagine, trying to acquire a new vehicle, much like the general public. We have been able to piggyback on a state of California pre-negotiated contract in the past where we can look at the vehicle type that we want. We can see the pre-negotiated pricing, contact an authorized dealer, and acquire the vehicle. Unfortunately, because of part shortages and still dealing with semiconductor chip shortages, the state of California contract has no negotiated vehicle pricing available. So knowing that we need to get this thing ordered, we did acquire three competitive bids for comparison, and the lowest, most competitive proposal came from Arroyo Grande Chevrolet to acquire the needed pickup truck. Once it's in place and we're in our hands, then we will take it to the vehicle outfitter for the command package installation. But staff's recommendation is to approve the fire chief to acquire the vehicle through Arroyo Grande Chevrolet. And I will say, on a positive note, the sales tax revenue associated with the vehicle purchase stays somewhat in the city of Arroyo Grande, so staying local, one of our partner agencies. But that is the staff recommendation, and I'd love to answer any questions there might be.
Any questions?
I just have, I know public and private is different, but when I see MSRP, I'm like, come on, who pays MSRP?
That's
so there's no negotiating the same way, like,
we get a slight discount, but right now we can't. The manufacturers aren't allowing us to place fleet order where we customize the truck and we say we don't want carpeting, we want vinyl flooring, we want vinyl upholstery. All of those things you can pick and choose for a fleet order, we can't even submit those orders. So we're having to buy retail priced vehicles currently.
I was curious, Chief. Is this vehicle used actively in emergency response or fire fighting, or does it not serve that purpose?
It does serve that purpose. The incident commander is assigned this type of vehicle. So in terms of a structure fire where there's multiple engine companies responding from other agencies as well. That person, that is basically their incident command post. There's a lot of tools and a specialized equipment and radio communications and computer equipment in the back of that vehicle to allow them to facilitate command and control of that incident. It is a Code 3 vehicle, and it does respond to emergencies.
Okay. Are there any stipulations about, like, what do they need to be heavy duty? Do they have to have a certain GVW associated with them to in this function?
I don't believe there's requirements. There's needs. So in the past, we use lighter pickup trucks, so a 1,500, half-ton pickup truck chassis. And the weight of the command pack puts so much strain on that type of vehicle that we need a larger type, so an F-250 or a 2,500 series Chevrolet pickup truck. And we also require four-wheel drive to access all of our service area.
Right. Okay. Any other questions? Any questions from the audience? Okay. Hearing none, then I'll look for a motion to approve.
I'll go ahead and move to direct the fire chief to execute needed agreements to purchase a replacement battalion chief pickup truck and authorize the fire chief to execute needed agreements to outfit the vehicle for use.
Call for a vote.
Board Member Rushing?
Yes.
Vice Chair George?
Yes.
Chair Varney?
Yes. Okay, moving on. Next item, consideration of a resolution adopting a revised job description for Battalion Chief.
Thank you. We're bringing forward this draft job description modification as it hasn't been revised since 2011. In the 2017 strategic plan, we identified the need to move towards a shift-based battalion position. And based on the outcome of the Baker-Tilly study and the city's recommended staff direction towards budget preparation, we need to update this job description in anticipation of an approval to move towards that shift-based battalion chief position and pick up a third position. So the changes in the job description reflect a shift to shift-based work. I said shift twice in one sentence. Also reflects current certification and training requirements that our training cadre has identified in-house for succession planning and professional development. Those are the significant changes. But truly, it's anticipation of shifting to a shift-based schedule. Did it again. Questions?
Any public comment from the audience? Look for a motion to approve this resolution adopting a revised job description for the battalion chief.
I'll move a resolution the Board of Five Cities Fire Authority adopting a revised job description for the position of the battalion chief.
Second.
Call for the question, please.
Vice Chair George?
Yes.
Board Member Rushing?
Yes.
Chair Varney?
Yes. Do we have any, moving on to the next item, board member items, do we have any items from the board? No. Okay. Next is fire chief items, updates from the chief.
Thank you. I have a few items to share with you. One of them is revisiting an action the board took at our last meeting regarding Calvin Court in Grover Beach, which was a parcel that was subject to pretty extensive weed abatement actions. And subsequently, related to the Central Coast Blue Project, the city of Grover Beach wished to acquire that parcel as part of the project. There was a lien of nearly $12,000 related to this weed abatement action on the property. And initial conversations directed my actions to come to the board and ask for approval to seek reimbursement from Grover Beach to remove the lien with the county based on payment from Grover Beach. Subsequently, the property completed escrow and sold, and the seller actually paid off that lien. So I'm waiting for confirmation from the county and from the city's real estate professional to confirm that that has been satisfied. But I just wanted to make you aware of that change. City councils have met, some of this room know, Monday and Tuesday this week. The city councils were presented a Five Cities Fire Authority item related to a draft JPA agreement structure, the final Baker-Tilly report, and they were asked to provide direction to staff related to a contract relationship with Oceano. So both councils gave direction to staff on that. I anticipate that there will be conversation at the manager's level. We do have a meeting scheduled for May 8th with the two city managers and the Oceano general manager. Those are part of our regular series we have related to wind down, and I'm sure conversations about the contract will occur at that time. Just wanted to share that our crews are completing their annual wildland refresher training, so you may see them around town, climbing hills, pulling hose packs. I saw them out on the front apron yesterday practicing their fire shelter deployments, but it's a required training to get us ready for the wildland season. I will be out of the office beginning tomorrow and returning on Tuesday. The first of our children's getting married, and so I will be heading north for that momentous life occasion. But I will be available by cell, and Chief Heath will have the duty during my absence. That concludes my items. Thank you.
Thank you, and congratulations.
Thank you. Amazing.
General council items?
I have no items. Thank you.
Board communications, any correspondence or comments as presented by the board?
I'll just say that last night the Five Cities Fire Authority item went well, and I just wanted to thank everyone in this room, and it's been a long time coming to get to this point, and I'm hoping that once we finalize it, we'll have some stability in our organization and be able to move forward.
I think Vice Chair George said that perfectly. Nothing more. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chair, may I have a go back, as they say, the hipsters say? I apologize for not having this hard copy with me, but I will be sending you this document via email later this morning. But we did complete our final audit of call volume and response for 2022. It was a 7% increase over the prior year, just under 4,500 calls for service. So I will share this with you with the categories. The Baker-Tilly study noted that our service and good intent call volume seemed higher than national trends. It wasn't significantly higher than national trends, but we have separated public service calls from good intent calls because they are different. And when you get the document, you'll have a legend describing those call types. I think the nuance is really good intent calls that will start shifting towards EMS. And it's truly a nuance in that an engine company receives a 911 call to respond to an EMS, emergency medical services call type, and they arrive on scene. They park and set the air brake. And they may even get off the vehicle and start bringing all of their equipment in. If the ambulance is there first, they may say, you guys can go ahead and cancel. They have arrived on scene. It is an EMS call. It should be counted as an EMS call. But it's that nuance with canceled en route to a call versus canceled on scene of a call. That's truly the nuance that's going on that we're addressing by coding in our software program. So just a little background, but I will get this to you later today.
So you said you can address it in the coding? Because I know in the past you said that you couldn't address it. So
no, we had identified it. Okay. It's really an input issue. So we've provided educational materials to our folks, and really focusing on the national fire database and the codes that are used in that. So we're referencing specific codes for this instance, which will flag the call as an EMS call. Thank you.
We don't have a closed session today, and we have completed our tasks, so with your permission, I'll adjourn the meeting. Thank you, everybody.